Welcome to the Cannon Trading Podcast, where we bring you daily episodes with market updates and periodic deep dives into the world of trading commodity futures and options. Today is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. The Dow jumped today for the sixth day in a row to mark its longest winning streak in 2024. It added 172.13 points to close at 39,056.39. The S&P 500 fell 0.03 points to close at 5,187.67, and the NASDAQ fell by 0.18% to close at 16,302.76. Options 5 days a week. It's not just for stock index futures. Mark your calendars. Starting Monday, July 22nd, WTI crude oil options will be available with Tuesday and Thursday expirations alongside the already available Monday, Wednesday, and Friday ones and monthly options. Once in place, along with shorter expirations and lower premiums, WTI weekly options will provide opportunities to hedge weekend headline risk, OPEC Plus meetings, or geopolitical events. They can also be used to express views on midweek announcements, including the weekly EIA Petroleum Status Report, typically released on Wednesday. On the interest rate front, in contrast with the wait-and-see mode of the United States, today Sweden followed Switzerland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic in easing monetary policy for the first time since interest rate hiking cycles began in 2022, when inflation surfaced in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Central Bank of Sweden lowered its policy rate by 0.25 basis points to 3.75%, making it more likely that the European Central Bank will jump on the bandwagon. The shift is noteworthy as it highlights the current divergence among central banks around the world. Ostensibly, the report of the week in an otherwise humdrum 5-day stretch, this Friday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report. The report provides annual forecasts for supply and use of U.S. and world wheat, rice, coarse grains, oilseeds, and cotton. The report also covers U.S. supply and use of sugar, meat, eggs, and milk. Simultaneously released is a monthly crop production report, which contains crop production data for the U.S., including crop conditions, acreage, area harvested, and yield. Happy birthday, Micro E-mini futures! In 2019, Micro E-mini futures on the four leading equity indices became the most successful launch in CME Group history. In just these first 5 years, over 2.6 billion contracts have traded. The average daily volume reached over 2.4 million contracts across the four indices, up 355% since 2019. And how about this for global reach? 24% of average daily volume came from outside of the U.S., with trades submitted from 170-plus countries. In just 5 years, demand and liquidity for the Micro E-mini futures have grown significantly from both active individual and institutional traders, creating more possibilities than ever for those seeking new opportunities. These liquid, smaller-size contracts provide an efficient way to scale equity exposure with precision while adding versatility to trading strategies. If you're trading the S&P 500 tomorrow, your first resistance level is 5222 and your first support level is 5194. And if you're trading gold tomorrow, your first resistance level is 2327 and your first support level is 2309. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode after the markets close. Thank you for listening and good trading. If you'd like to receive daily support and resistance levels, you can sign up for our newsletter by following the link in the description. Trading commodities futures and options involves a substantial risk of loss. The recommendations contained in this podcast are of opinion only and do not guarantee any profits. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Past performances are not necessarily indicative of future results.